right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You run your race. You keep your eyes on the prize. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. And you constantly help out people along your journey forevermore, and that the Lord direct your steps forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Hallelujah. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, and love. Let us thank the Lord for his word. Let us thank him for his only begotten son died for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Most definitely. Let us thank him for protecting us coming in and going out. All right. Plenty of things going on all four corners of the earth, but we got to take it one day at a time. Let the Lord constantly guide you people. Okay. Always be led by the Spirit forevermore. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all and praying for you all. All right. So let's always uplift each other in Christ. Let's always encourage each other in the Lord. All right. We are all in this together, scattered all four corners of the earth, serving the one true creator. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord, call on his name, sing a new song, and just constantly just fellowship forevermore. Most definitely, amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his only begotten Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back in an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he has come back for a people who are spotless and blameless. All right. So let us always, always keep doing his will. And let us keep working hard forevermore. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. And let us know the Lord better on a closer level. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. All right, y'all. So I hope that you had a blessed day today. All right. So to start off this week with today's message, we're going to just go through biblical commentary. All right. So we'll start with Genesis and onward. Because when I did these biblical readings, I did New Testament and onward with commentary. So I want to read Old Testament commentary within the word. And then we'll close out with prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. And we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise the only begotten Son, died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Recommended reading, the book of John, chapter 1, verses 14 through 18. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16 through 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 8. Verse 8, and then also the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 12 through 21. The title of this commentary is Shadow of a Doubt. What happens when people act in a direct opposition to what they know is right? This activity happens on a number of levels. When a person who's trying hard to lose weight consistently binges on pizza and ice cream, disappointment ensues. When an individual commits a crime, victims suffer and the perpetrator risk jail time. When a husband or wife choose to engage in an extramarital affair, the marriage is damaged, sometimes beyond repair, and children suffer the consequences. When a CEO decides to overlook or sometimes even encourage accounting inconsistencies, giant corporations fall, high-level indictments follow, and investors lose their savings. What do all the scenarios outlined above have in common? Every one of these accounts, as well as countless others, failure-filled stories, can trace its origin to the book of Genesis. Today's reading gives us a glimpse of the first failure to follow a direct command from God and the devastating results of that failure. We see the repercussions of this disobedience reflected in the daily news and, if we're honest, reflected in our own darkened hearts. At first, Adam and Eve were sure of God's instructions. There was no doubt. They knew exactly what God wanted because they received their marching order straight from the Creator himself. Still, a simple challenge did God really say from the serpent shook Eve's confidence to the core. Once she questioned what she knew to be true, she became vulnerable to Satan's temptation. When she and Adam then acted in violation of God's direct command, sin invaded what had been an unimaginably perfect paradise. Spiritually speaking, what are you sure of beyond a shadow of a doubt? What do you know to be true? Where does your certainty come from? These are important questions to answer because you face tests every day that can undermine your biblical marching orders. People may question your mental capacity How can an educated person believe intelligent design when there's no such evidence to support evolution? Others may accuse you of being narrow-minded. How can you say Jesus is the only way to God? Some may appeal to your sense of freedom. Doesn't God want you to have any fun? Still, others might attack the source of your trust. The Bible is full of, quote unquote, the Bible is full of inconsistencies and you're choosing to base your life on this book, quote unquote. How prepared are you for the assaults that will come your way? Do you have a tight grip on God's truth? Think about this today. How will God's truth impact your actions from the time you set foot on the floor in the morning to the minute you go to bed tonight? Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What are your core faith beliefs? The spiritual truths you are sure of. Take a minute and write down 3 or 4 statements that sum up these truths. When was the last time someone challenged your faith? How did it affect you? How did you respond to the challenge? What would you do differently next time? All right, y'all. All right, y'all. So that's the commentary from within the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 1 through 15, based on Adam and Eve and the serpent and how that applies to our personal life even to this day. All right. So good commentary to reflect on and make sure we improve our daily lives through better decision making in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So there you have it. All right. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Glory, glory. Praise him, y'all. Call on his name. Yes, y'all. Sing a new song. All right. All right, y'all. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. He is the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is our refuge, hallelujah, most definitely the consuming fire, the sustainer, the sufficient one, yes, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Ahai Yeshaya, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua. He definitely is amazing, y'all. Amazing. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible to, yes, yes, to those who believe, most definitely, y'all. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. It is impossible to please him without faith, all right? So you got to have that faith, people. Faith, faith, faith. Faith without works is dead, y'all. Trust in the Lord, calling his name, people. He is awesome. He is amazing. He is able. He is worthy. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days. It rests on the seventh day. I know he could fix your situation just like that. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Hallelujah. He is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. Worship him. Call on his name, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah. The word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehoshua, Yahusha, Yeshua. Yes, he is the word of Ahai Yeshaya. Yes, the true living waters, most definitely. He is the true living God, his true word, most definitely, y'all. His word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. Most definitely, his word is a double-edged sword, just like the book of Hebrews say. Amen. We touch and agree. We serve our awesome Father, awesome Son. His Son is so amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all together looking out for us, helping us out day by day. Amen. Yes, Christ does intercede for us, people. So praise him, praise him, praise him. Yes, y'all. Yes, his Son is so amazing for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper and flourish, new feet, new steps, new path, new beginnings, new songs to sing, new dreams, new visions. Yes, y'all. The Lord is doing a new thing. Behold, he is doing a new thing. Amen. No more same old, same old. The old things have passed away. The former things have passed away. Look at what's ahead. Look what's on your journey, people. Yes, y'all, the Lord got you right where he needs you. Amen. Always call on him. Always trust him. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So there you have it. All right. I just pray to God that whoever listens to this, I just pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over and get running your race for the Lord. Run your race, people. Run your race. Go get your crown. Store up your treasures in heaven, people. Okay. Yes, yes. All right. So just the book of Genesis commentary, just based within the Adam and Eve and serpent situation. Also how that still applies even to this day. Okay. So make sure you guys are fighting a good fight of faith. You guys are resist the temptation. You're not giving in to the flesh. Live by the spirit. You know, stop being so caught up in the things of this world and the cares of this world. Okay. Let us always be led by a spirit and walk in love and obedience forevermore. Amen. Most definitely. All right. So what I would love to do as I close out is give the priestly blessing on the way out, okay? So here we go. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. All right. We touch and agree. All right. Yes, yes, prayers up. Y'all stay strong. Walk by faith, not by sight. The Lord will get you through your hectic situation. Things are looking a little crazy right now in your end or around your corner, but watch how the Lord turn around with his outstretched arm, his mighty hand, that finger of God gonna do it. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Watch that outstretched arm do it for you, amen. Call on him, he'll show you great mighty things, amen. Those who call on his name and humble themselves and turn away from their wicked ways, the Lord will heal our land. He will heal us, he will fix it, he will restore it, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Y'all stay strong, man. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for you all. Peace, love, blessings, endurance, strength, stamina. One love.